An alarming volume of dead marine life has been washing up on Southwest Florida beaches since November 21st. WGCU's Andrea Perdomo visited area beaches after the recent death toll for bottlenose dolphins in Lee and Collier counties reached 39.
Greg Harchuska has been living in Naples for 3 years. Several times a week, he goes to the beach with a metal detector to search for treasures while getting his doctor-recommended exercise. Over the last year, he says he's seen quite a few dead animals on the beach.
As for the sea creatures, it's very sad to see the critters dying on the beach and still flopping around. So it's hard to see.
He hasn't been a witness to the recent wave of dead dolphins, but he believes the deaths are related to the red tide bloom, which peaked in July. The toxic algal bloom is still lingering in the Gulf of Mexico, as explains Blair Mays, the Marine Mammal Stranding Coordinator for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
The red tide bloom has been seen offshore in the past 2 weeks. We've heard reports of a discoloration in the water, which is leading us to believe that these animals could have potentially been impacted offshore and then drifted in.
Red tide has not been officially declared the cause of death in the most recent unusual mortality event of the dolphins. But Mays says scientists see signs that point to exposure to the toxin. She is hoping the recent cold snap will impact the bloom.
The cooler weather could potentially dissipate a little bit of the red tide and hopefully have less of an impact on our marine species in the area. So we're hopeful that that's the case.
The necropsy results for the latest dolphin deaths should be in by the end of the week. Andrea Perdomo, WGCU News, Naples.